Right, Ache of Tishmunis, Mishpatim Eila. So, the question that all the Rishonim are bothered by is why is it that the Torah opened up with the Lashon of Ekev? So, the Ibn Ezra explains that Ekev is referring to the Schar they're eventually going to receive as a result of keeping Mishpatim, Hashem's going to keep the Bris and Chesed that he made with Avraham Avinu. But Chazal understand that Ekev is referring to the mitzvahs kalos that a person tramples on with his heels. And the question is, why is it that Chazal deviated from the Pashut Pshat and specifically expounded the Pasuk to refer to the mitzvahs that a person tramples on with their heels? So in order to understand this, we're going to have to take a look at the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos at the beginning of the second parak, which teaches that a person should be careful with Zayv mitzvah chamura she'enter de matan mitzvahs, that we should be careful with light mitzvahs as the stricter mitzvahs because we don't know the rewards of the mitzvahs. And I think this lessens what's being conveyed by Chazan Rashi, that it's specifically because we're going to keep and observe the mitzvahs kalos, that's what's going to bring about the bris and chesed that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only care about the big things that we do, but even the little actions that we have can have a great impact. And that's specifically being conveyed here by the Lashon of Ekev, that Ekev has come to teach that even the mitzvahs that a person normally tramples at, that they're not so important. Even them are able to have an enormous impact and are specifically able to bring about the Havtacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu that he's going to be shomer the bris because we're even medaktik about the little things.